America, America.
The psalmist said, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Habakkuk the prophet said, "Revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known." This is a call for revival, to stir this nation for much needed revival from God.
God, please bless America.
I welcome you to the Wednesday edition of A Call for Revival. Well, friend, you know, part of revival is being stirred about the things of God, and it begins tonight with church night in most areas. I hope you'll be faithful to your church every time the doors are open. We definitely need revival. I'm asking you one time a week to pray for revival. I don't know how many of you that are listening to me will take me up on this, but I know that on June 7, 2020, right during the COVID, in my basement on a Sunday afternoon, God burdened me for revival. Now, I've not been as faithful as I should have. Now, I've tried to pray every week, but what I'm saying is I could have prayed more. But that's been 6 years almost now. And I have seen God do some things, but I'd like to see God do some more things. We're into a message this week on what is revival, and we're taking the word live from Psalm 85 and verse 6, where it said, "Wilt thou not revive us again?" And that word means to live. Father, take the message, use it for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Now the message of the word of the Lord on this Tuesday. To today, I am talking to you. I'm talking to you. I don't care if you're 75 years old or 10 years old or 25 years old. I'm talking to you. And you and I, as God's children, need to be stirred about God. And we need to see what the Bible says about this word live. Oh, that God would live. Revive us again that thy people may rejoice in thee. What if we started living normally as Christians again? Oh, you say, preacher, nobody can do that, and that's so far out. And no, we can do it. We can allow God to live in us. We can allow, listen, I heard Dr. Ballou preaching just before I came in to record this today. And Dr. Ballou was preaching about the will of God. And I went over and turned the knob up. I wanted to hear a little bit about it. And he was saying it costs you far more not to do the will of God than it does to do the will of God. And some of you say, now, preacher, if I let God live inside of me, and if I let God have preeminence, and if I let God, then what's going to happen is If I allow that, what's going to happen is I'm going to miss out on something. I'm going to miss out on family or flesh or friends. Let me say to you that it is a joy to live for God. And I have family and I have friends and I have an exciting life. And it's not a bunch of drab. It's an enjoyment to live for God. Let me go a step farther. It is an enjoyment to live in the presence of God. I enjoy that. For if the presence of God were gone, I really don't know that I want to live. Let me show you something right here, if I could, please. I want to talk, first of all, oh, that God would live. And I just want to name three areas. I think I gave you five on the other, when I dealt with this little outline in the introduction of the other message. But I'm going to give you three places today in this word live. Oh, that God would live. Number one, oh, that God would live in our hearts. Now, I know the moment I got saved, God moved in my heart. I understand that. But my question is, am I giving God all the space in my heart? Am I allowing God, or are you allowing God to do with you what He wants to do? And I tell you this, you sit there and you may say, preacher, I'm giving my all to God. Well, can I tell you something's going to shock you? I doubt that. Can I say to you that even myself, I don't think I'm giving my all to God.
America,
you have been listening to A Call for Revival. A Call for Revival is a production of Gospel Broadcasting. Address any correspondence to Gospel Broadcasting, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina 27017. And join us again when we once again present A Call for Revival.
As we seek thy face, God, please bless America.